Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, welcome to Power in the Word.
Praise the Lord, welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. It would help if I put my microphone down by my mouth instead of up in the air. God is good and worthy to be praised. How is your day going? It is Friday. Thank God it is Friday. Praise the Lord. The weather is shaping up quite nicely. It is still not springtime totally as far as the weather is concerned. It feels more like a late winter, but that's okay. I am not complaining. As long as I don't have to put on a big bulky coat, I am doing fine. I'm praising God today for life. I am praising God today for breath in my body. I am praising God today for a roof over my head. I am praising God today for just the fact that he is God and that I know him. I'm praising God today because he is God and I know him. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to say that I know the Lord. I remember when I was getting married about 10, 11, almost 11 years. Hallelujah. Almost 11 years ago when I was getting married, we were at our wedding and Elder Barlow, the preacher who married us, asked my husband and myself, did we know him? Did we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior? And we both stood there unashamedly and said yes. And that was a big move for us because we had just recently gotten saved. For me, it had been a year and a half prior to getting married to my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband. And for Pastor Anthony, he had been saved about 2.5 years. And we had not yet made friends in the church, so most of our friends were still not going to church. Some of them were and some of them were not. And here we were inviting all of our unsaved friends to come to our wedding at this church, at this beautiful, beautiful church. And we made a public confession of our relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and praise God. I'm glad to say that I still love him. I still love Jesus as much as I loved him the day that I first met him. I still love God like that. I still love God so much, and I'm still so blessed. It's like amazing. It's amazing, and I realize that the more that I love on God, the more he loves me, and the more he blesses me. Amen. So I just want to say for all of you who are waiting to be blessed of the Lord, I just want to encourage you to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Love God better than anything else. Love him more than you love anything else. Love him more than you love that man in your life. Love him better than you love your wife. Love God more than you love money. Love him better than you love the best foods that you like to eat. Love God more than junk food, and love him better than you love going to the gym to work out. Love God more than you love yourself, and love him better than you have ever loved anybody else. Just love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, and with all of your soul, and watch God love you better than that. Amen. Watch him love you better than you can ever love him. Amen. The blessing is right there in the loving. Amen. The blessing for you that you're to receive from the Lord is in the loving that you give to our God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we have to think about that. We just really have to think about our relationship with God in terms of being in a relationship with a person, although we know that God is not a man. Amen. And I thank God for that, that he is not a man, because man will disappoint you. Men and women will disappoint you. People will let you down every single time. And I know that there are some people out there saying amen to that. Amen. People will let you down, but don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged, because you know that you have someone greater than any individual on your side. You have God on your side. As long as you're walking with the Lord, you're going to be all right. Amen. Amen and praise God. I'm in a great mood today. I did get out today. I had an opportunity to go out and have lunch with a friend, and that is something that I don't do often. Normally, I am in the office from the time that I start until the time that I finish, with a little break in between to pick up my daughter from school. And I thank God for the ability and the flexibility to be there when my children get home from school. And I take a break to go and pick her up, and then I come right back up to the office to continue doing what it is that the Lord has for me to do for this particular day, for any particular day. But today I got a chance to go out. Oh, yes. Today I got a chance to go out, and I went to a diner that I had not frequented before. It was my first time going to this particular place, and I'm embarrassed. I am embarrassed because I can't tell you the name of the diner, but the food there was absolutely delicious. I had a patty melt and some French fries and a Diet Coke. And the best part about that is that I did not gobble down everything that was on my plate. I did not eat everything that was put before me. That is a mistake that we make. And I think it's from childhood learning when our parents encouraged us to eat everything that was on the plate. So we have gotten into the habit of cleaning our plates, especially when the food is good. Amen. It is no problem for most of us to go ahead and clean the plate when the food is good. And when the food is not so good, we have a good excuse to leave something on the plate. But I think that we eat too much. I think that we put too much on our plates. We are doubling and even tripling the servings that we eat. And we just need to be ever so conscious of the fact that food is for the body and the body is for food. But we must not be mastered by anything. Amen. That's a breakthrough. That's a breakthrough for me. I don't know about you, but food was a weakness for me, especially good food. I love to eat good food. And when I had something good, I made sure that I ate everything that was on my plate. And as a result, everything that was on my plate attached itself to my hips. Amen. Praise God. And I tell you, it got to the point where I didn't like what I was seeing when I looked in the mirror, and I said, you know what? I have to do something. I just have to do something. Amen. Because too much of a good thing is definitely no good for you. Too much of a good thing is actually overindulgence and what the Bible calls gluttony when you're talking about food. God is the only good thing that you can have a whole lot of and never worry about having too much. You can never have too much God. You can never have too much God. This is a call-in show, and you can call in. The number is 646-652-4832. I'm here to talk to you about the power that is to be found in the Word of God. And actually today I'm going to be speaking to you from the book of 3 John 2. I'm going to be talking to you about total prosperity. Total prosperity. But before I do that, I just want to take a few minutes to pray. Let us take some time to pray. Amen. And praise God. Father God, we praise your holy name, Lord. We worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. We glorify your name, Lord. We just lift your name more high, and we thank you, and we praise you, and we worship you today, Lord. We thank you for being God in our lives. We thank you for who you are, and Father God, for who you have shown yourself to be in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us to come into relationship with you. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have to hide behind religion, but we can come boldly to the throne of grace, Father God, praying and thanking you and bringing you our petitions and believing you in faith that you hear our prayers, and that if you hear our prayers, Father God, that you will answer our prayers. We thank you, Lord, that you meet every need, Father God, that you even give us more than enough. You give us the basic requirements of life, Father God, and then you meet, Father God, the needs and the desires of our heart. So we thank you for that. We thank you that you never leave us, that you never forsake us, that you are always with you. So, Father, we seek your face. We want to see your face on today. We want to feel your presence, Father God. We want to know you in the fullness of your essence, Father God, everything that you are. We want to know you. So we're seeking to know you, Lord, like never before. We're chasing you, God. We're chasing you down. We're chasing you down. We're God chasers, and we need to know you. We need to hear from you. We need to feel another touch from you. We need your presence, Lord. We need you to fill us up, fill us up, fill us up. Some of us are running dry, Father God, and we need you to fill us up and replenish our spirits, Father God. Replenish our spirits and fill our cups to the point where they are overflowing, Father God. So we bless you, and we just thank you for being God in our lives and for even taking the time to consider us and to consider our prayers, for loving us even before we knew you, and for loving us better than we could ever love ourselves and better than we could ever love you. So, Father God, we repent of our sins, and we ask that you just have mercy on us, order our steps, and let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to us. Let us be that light that you send out into the world so that men and women can look on our lives and glorify your name. So, Father, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you, and we praise your name today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm going to ask you again, how are you doing today? Amen. I know that you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord, and I pray that you're feeling like that. I pray that you're feeling like that, because I know sometimes we just don't feel blessed, but I pray that you get yourself into the presence of the Lord on a daily basis and bask in his presence. And as you bask in his presence, refreshing, times of restoration, times of rejuvenation are to be found in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And praise God. Praise God. And I find that I'm getting better and better every day. And that's how you should be. You should be getting better and better every day. You should look better. You should feel better. You should walk better. You should talk better. You should definitely act better every day. Amen. That you spend time with God, because he's taking you from his glory to his glory to his glory. You're being glorified. Amen. And you've already been glorified according to the scripture. Amen. But we have to walk that glorification out. So we're walking out the glorification process. We're being refined. We're being purified. We're being formed and molded and shaped and pushed and pruned and prodded and squished and squeezed until we begin to look like Jesus. Amen. The first born among the brethren. So bear with the process. Don't you dare grow weary in well doing, because in due season you will reap the benefit of your standing on the word of God, of your walking in relationship with God. Amen. You will reap the benefits. I am going to read a scripture from the book of 3 John chapter 2, and I just want to exhort you to seek God's face. Seek the face of the Lord. Don't look to man for your satisfaction. Don't look to women to be validated, but look to God. People will let you down every single time. People will disappoint you. People will walk out on you. People will smile in your face and stab you in the back. People will tell you how great you are today, and then tomorrow you won't be able to hear from those very same people. They will screen your calls and not answer your calls. So don't get caught up. Don't get caught up in the frenzy. Don't believe your own press. Because when God is doing great things in our lives, we have a tendency to want to hear and know what people think about us and what people are saying about us. But we can't get caught up in that. We have to realize that it's God's glory. Amen. It is God who gets the glory, and it's not really about us after all. It's some about us, because it's about the plan that God has for us and what God wants to do through us. Amen. But it's more about what God wants to do. It's more about the people that God is going to, the people that God are going to minister to through you, through your life, through your walk on this earth. Amen. Because the Bible tells us that we're the salt of the earth and the light of the world. So if you're the salt of the earth and the light of the world, everywhere that you go, you should be sprinkling some flavor. Amen. And every time you walk into a dark situation, amen, that situation shall be flooded with light, amen. And people who are feeling dismal should feel better once you come on the scene, amen. praise the Lord, because, you know, there's some times when people can walk into a room and everything gets dark, and that's because that person is walking in darkness, or that person is walking in the midst of a dark situation. Amen. But our Bible tells us that, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for God is with us. Amen. And he is definitely with us. Amen. Amen. So we have to realize God is with us, and it's his rod and his staff that comfort us. Amen. His word, amen, comforts us. Amen. The way that he guides us through life, through the Holy Spirit, that is our comfort. Because, you know, if you really pull down on the inside and begin to cry on and call on the name of the Lord during your dark times, you will realize that you will get a peace that surpasses all understanding. You'll say, wow, you know, for me to be going through so much, I feel really, really good right now. I feel like I'm going to make it. I feel like going on. And for some reason, my girlfriend, Kimmy, just popped into my head, and I see your beautiful face, Kimmy, and I just want you to know that, you know what, there's peace to be found in the presence of the Lord, a peace that surpasses all understanding. And the battle that you're fighting is not yours. It is the Lord's. And let the Lord fight your battle for you. Don't get stressed out. Just go ahead and do what God has told you to do and keep moving forward. Stay in the presence of the Lord. Continue to look for God. Grope for God in the midst of the darkness, and grope for God even in the middle of the light. Amen. When things are going good, make sure that you are not forgetting that God is with you. Amen. I need God. I need him like the air that I breathe. Amen. I need him like the water that I drink, that I don't drink enough of. But I need him like that. I need God to live. Amen. I need him to function. I can't do anything without him, because I need to stay connected to the vine, Jesus Christ, in order to do everything that God has put on my plate to do, and even the stuff that I have put on my plate, you know, because God can give you what he would give you, amen, and then you'll see something that you want, and you'll go ahead and get that. It's like being at a buffet. You know the stuff that's good for you, the healthy stuff, the salad and the baked chicken, and you'll be doing all of the good stuff, getting the vegetables and things of that nature. You might put a little bit of mashed potatoes with some gravy on there, and you're doing good. But then you look over and you see those ribs and that fried chicken, and you say, well, just a little piece of rib won't hurt, or a little piece of fried chicken won't hurt. And then you go ahead and you sit down and you eat, and somebody comes over to your table, and they have a biscuit, and it's lathered in butter. And you say, you know what, I need me one of those biscuits. And you get up to get a biscuit and say, you know what, I didn't get any of this stuffing. Let me just get a little bit of this stuff, and a piece of this roast beef won't hurt. And before you know, you got all of this extra stuff on your plate. And just like at the buffet, too much stuff on your plate is not good for you. So stop putting so much stuff on your plate. And that is your plate in life. What you have to do every day, as God to guide you and direct you as to what you will do for that particular day. And even as far as the food that you eat, amen. Don't put so much stuff on your plate. And that's what I was saying about what I was eating. I had a nice plate full of food, a patty melt, huge. I mean, it was huge. And some fries that covered the plate, amen. And I only ate half of what was on my plate, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm learning to be disciplined. I have learned to be disciplined in the way that I eat, and I have learned to be disciplined in the way that I speak, amen. Because as you speak the words out of your mouth, that is what you're believing in your heart, and what you believe in your heart is what you eventually manifest in your life, amen. What I'm saying to you is, we normally move out on what we believe. We move out on faith, amen. We normally move out, or don't move out, according to what we believe. In the book of Numbers, they believed that they were grasshoppers. The Israelites believed that they were grasshoppers. Therefore, most of them, the majority of them, with the exception of two, did not receive what God had for them. Amen. Because they believed that they were grasshoppers. Amen. And that they could not go ahead and possess the land. And there's another thing. Peter, when I think about Peter believed for just a moment, just long enough, he believed that he could walk on water. If God said he could, he told Jesus, you tell me that I can do this. You tell me to come, and I will. And Jesus did. I mean, Jesus said, come. And Peter did walk on water. Peter really did walk on water, amen, because he believed that he could walk on water. And that's what we have to go by, what we believe. So I'd rather believe what God says, amen, and not what my own mind perceives. The people in the book of Numbers, the Israelites, believed in what their own minds perceived. And so did their forefathers. They believed that they were going to be out in that desert forever. They didn't believe that God was God and that God could do what he said he could do. However, God can do what he said he would do, will do, and you just have to believe, amen. I want to believe that I can walk on water. If Jesus says that I can walk on water, I'm going to believe that I can walk on water, amen. Praise God. I encourage you to do the same. The scripture today is from 3 John 2. 3 John 2 reads, dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. Amen. King James Version says, beloved, I pray that you will prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Amen. Amen. And the NIV breaks it down. I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. Amen. Total prosperity is my topic today. Total prosperity, and again, this is a call-in show. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I pray that you're having a great day and that you're enjoying the show today. If you just tuned in for a few minutes, I want to encourage you to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30. Whether you can stay for 15, 5, 10, or the whole half an hour, it would be great to have you with me. The call-in number is 646-652-4832. Call in and talk to me. You can call in at any time during the show. I don't put any limitations on what time people call in. You can call in at any time during the show. If you have a comment, a testimony, or a request for prayer, or if you need some advice, some godly counsel, I will do the best that I can with the power that resides in me, with the dunamis that I possess to respond to your call. Amen and praise God. Praise God. But the number is 646-652-4832. And I'm talking about total prosperity. Total prosperity. Walking in total prosperity. That's what God wants for us, that we would walk in total prosperity. And it comes right here from 3 John 2. So many of us are out here looking for solutions in all of the wrong places. We even invent. We reinvent theology. It's funny, but it's not funny, because the Bible clearly tells us that we should not add to or take away from the Word of God, and we need to stop playing God. We need to stop playing with the Word of God and just really just stay true to the Word. Amen. We need to live this thing out and stay true to the Word and preach the Word as the Lord gives us to preach the Word. Amen. And praise God. But 3 John 2 says, beloved, I pray that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. And I want to make sure that you, as you move forward through this weekend, as you move forward through the rest of this year, that you get it in order, amen, that you don't get it twisted and that you don't pursue prosperity first, amen. The Bible in the book of Matthew tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. Amen. All of these other things, our necessities, will be added unto us. And really, that's all we need, to make sure that our necessities are met, that our basic needs are met. Everything else is gravy. Amen. But thank God for gravy, because he does allow us to have more than enough in our lives. Amen. Because Jesus said, I came so that you can have life and have that life more abundantly, the more than enough life. Amen. Praise God. And we have to know that abundant life is not just things. As a matter of fact, it has very little to do with things. It has more to do with what's going on in your soul, that you will prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. There are three things involved here. The first thing is the prosperity of your soul, the prosperity of your soul, to make sure that your man, the inner man, is being edified, encouraged. The inner man is being exhorted. The inner man is being educated. The inner man has to be emancipated from all of the old stuff of the past. So the most important thing is to make sure that your inner man is taken care of, that your spirit is growing into maturity, that you're no longer a baby Christian, but that you're getting involved in the deeper things, the deeper spiritual things, amen, of the Lord. There was a time in the scripture that says that you're only looking at the surface of things. We need to look beyond the surface, beyond what we see with our physical eye, and begin to see things on a spiritual level. Can you see it? Can you see the plan that God has for you? Not with your eyes, because remember, the Bible told us that eyes have not seen, nor have you heard it with your ears, nor has it entered into the mind of man, the things that God has for you. But the Bible says it has been revealed by the Spirit of God. So the first thing that you need to know is make sure that your spirit is prospering, that your spirit is getting along well, that you're reading the word, that you're praying, that you're hearing the word. Amen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, that your faith is being strengthened. Amen. That God is illuminating his word for you, that you are growing in the things of God. Amen. That you're keeping God first, and that you're treating your neighbor, you're loving your neighbor as you love yourself, that you're not a hypocrite. People of God, oh my God, my listener, my dear brother, my dear sister, it is so important that you walk the walk and not just talk the talk. You have to be a witness. You have received power to be a witness wherever you go of the glory of God, of the greatness of God, of the power of God. And if you get saved and go back around your friends and you're exclaiming how God has changed your life and how you're saved now and you're a Christian now, but nothing changes, you're still cursing people out, you're still sleeping with somebody's husband or somebody's wife, you're still in a certain lifestyle that you know is not pleasing to God, you're still smoking cigarettes and eating too much, being a glutton, all of these things, if you are still walking contrary to the word of God, then you are not being what we call a good witness to God. Now, I'm not talking to the new Christian. I'm talking to you who have been saved 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 years. Isn't it about time that you gave God everything? Isn't it about time that you gave God your all? Amen. Prosper in your spirit. Amen. Prosper in your soul. Amen. Take up your cross daily and follow Christ. Amen. Say no to that stuff that you know is no good for you anyway. And that's the thing. We think God is trying to take so much from us, but God is really, really trying to get everything to us, because as we walk with the Lord and as we obey the Lord, he promises us long life, amen, and joy and peace. Ah, my God, what else could anyone want? I don't know about you, but that's more than enough for me. And also, be in good health, amen. Prosper and be in good health, that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health. And that's the first thing he says, that you may enjoy health. So that comes second. Your health. Take care of your temple. Your body is the temple of God. Your body is the temple of God. Take care of your temple. Eat right. Exercise. Drink water and get plenty of rest. Amen. And like I told you before, I don't minister anything that God has not already ministered to me. And God has ministered to me in a mighty way that I need to start taking better care of his temple. I need to start taking better care of this body that I'm just being a steward of. Amen. I needed to start eating right. I needed to start exercising. I needed to start drinking more water and going to bed. And that's the thing that I'm still grappling with, going to bed. But at least I'm in bed now by 11:30 instead of 1:30. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And finally, now we can go into everything else. Total prosperity. Prosper and be in good health, that all would go well with you. Amen. I'm talking about not just money in the bank, not just somebody to be married to, not just your children doing well, but everything that pertains to you should go well. Amen. That is God's hope for you. That is his desire for you, that you will prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. God has everything for you. And I'm going to ask you this question. Are you willing to sacrifice everything for him? Amen. Are you willing to give God your all? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I pray that you are. Because when you step into that, you have stepped into the real blessing of the Lord. When you sacrifice yourself totally for him. Amen. And praise God. This has been Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with Power in the Word. Tune in again on Monday. I pray that you have a great weekend. If you're looking for a place to worship, you can visit us over at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. We would love to have you. Amen. Amen. And praise God. In the meantime, remember that it is my prayer. It is my prayer that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. And also, I want you to remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. Finally, you must remember, my brother, you must remember, my sister, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.